Hey guys, it's Tor. So it turns out that there's a bunch of guys that watch us while we're saving the world and adventuring and not doing things for ourselves and making a profit. It's kind of creepy because they sit around and talk about what we did and then they judge us. You know, listen to them for yourselves. Let us know what you think. And hopefully you also find it creepy.
Welcome to another edition of Behind the DM Screen. I'm Kyle Overture, your DM, and I'm here with the cast. Lauren Ottinger.
Hi.
Ben Mazur.
I'm here.
Kevin Pilardi.
I'll never be the same again.
The infragable leech.
I'm fine.
And Mike Renfer.
Hey, hi.
Infragable?
Infragable.
So Fraggles can't touch me.
They don't even want to touch me.
They don't even know about you.
Well, you just met Cletus the Avalith.
Oh.
Cletus is such a weird name.
I know.
It was supposed to be Cletus Cassidy.
Yeah, weirdly unsettling.
Cletus typically can be a weird, dark, creepy name, but yeah, you had to go Cletus the
Slagstar Yogle. See, I'm thinking of Carnage. It makes more sense as Carnage.
Yeah, Carnage.
See, I did initially also, like, kind of chuckle when you were like, "Will I talk like this?"
Yeah,
like I thought, you know,
ding ding. This is kind
of
funny.
Yeah, that's it's one of the reasons I chose that voice is because it can be so many things. Like, again, obviously, not saying everybody from South is Dola, but you can get that voice to sound very funny. You can get that voice to sound very creepy. You can get that voice to sound very unintelligent, very creepily intelligent, and like that's what I wanted. I wanted this guy to be unsettling, so it's not just your typical, "Here I am, I'm the monster, okay, all right, he's the big bad," or that, "Oh, this is me,
what's that dude from Walking
nice.
Dead? What's that bad?
Yondu?
Not Yondu.
Oh,
no, the one guy with the spiked bat.
Negan.
Yeah.
Oh, did he like Negan. I didn't remember. I haven't seen that.
I've never watched that episode.
No, I fell off at that point. I'd just seen a couple clips, and I love that actor. So.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan's awesome. Yeah.
I had a hard time because I kept visualizing the KFC guy, and then it would remind myself, be like, "No, giant tentacle monster, KFC guy, giant tentacle monster."
Oh man!
What I'm visualizing is, did anyone ever see the last of the Futurama movies, Into the Wild Green Yonder?
Yes.
It had that little slug with the teeth. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing that, but like gigantic.
Yeah, that was awesome, dude. Well done.
Yeah, yes, that was
I'm gonna be creeped out for a whole fucking
week. I feel like I want to vomit.
There are three times now in the podcast that I've really felt like, I mean, I've always been emotionally invested in what's going on, but like really tightened up, and it was, I can say it now, I can definitely say it now, when Tor died, since this is well past that point that this will ever come out anyway, hearing about all the things Lilith did, and now, like this was just pure, just like focus, like taking it all in,
That was fucking great. So. I was like this close to crying when you said you were gonna stay. The first thing you said when you said he's dead, when you were talking to me, that already had me emotionally on the edge. But when you said that, I was like this close.
Oh,
as the girl of the group,
something.
Get ready, motherfuckers! I'm gonna cry.
I was so mentally prepared to be like, "Well, this is the last session with Leech for a while because he's gonna
make
a new character."
I would have done that.
No.
I thought that's where you were going with this.
Oh,
I thought you were
God.
Doing a full sacrifice, making the next character thing.
No.
I was like, "Damn,
no." No, not yet.
Yeah,
until
you
yet.
Said heroic moment, and then I was like,
"Oh, that's why
I
wanted you on pins and needles for a second."
Yeah,
that's why I held back on saying heroic moment.
That
mostly
because
I helped you make your characters. I just wasn't ready to do that.
Oh no, it's gonna be about another 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
So it's horrible. But I knew. I mean, Blag. First of all, Blag was pissed.
Yeah.
Because the thing got into his head.
Yeah.
Like, and definitely, like, "You gonna kill your mama and your sister, boy, and give in to the beast." And Blag's like, "All right, like, if I can't get out of this, at least I'll be here. Maybe he's right, and then I won't be able to do that."
Oh.
I could also see the turmoil, because, no, obviously, it's an audio podcast. None of our listeners can see it. But you guys all act with your faces, too. I'm sure I do, too, when we're taking all this stuff in. And I could see that, like, Nock especially, but everyone except Shep, given his alignment, was not okay with sacrificing a couple of people, nor was Blag. Blag would not allow that to happen. And so, and I was like, "No, heroic moment." You know.
Honestly, Shep was just going to be like, "Let me find like some roving gang of bandits that really, really suck, and let's just send them."
But
down
even
there.
That,
yeah, see,
I wouldn't,
wouldn't
be
okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't be okay with
it.
That. I'd rather kill them while they're trying to kill us.
Rakshasas are pieces of shit. I would be fine leaving that piece of crap down here.
If we could get him down there.
Yeah, because it's just an infernal douchebag. And better... like, I'm the chaotic, and I'm still fucking tiefling. Yeah. Yeah, leave that asshole down.
I mean, to be fair,
there.
I think Shep was also... Because initially when it started, I definitely was planning on being like, all right, let me be nonplussed here. Did not plan it. When you described the thing of that thing flying up at my face, and yeah. I'm just a little halfling, and that tooth is just a big toothy grin right in, I visualized that, and I was like, okay, I'm going to back down now. I actually was like, I'm a little scared.
Yeah, that was...
I think we have much better motivation now yeah. to see this through and make sure that we can rescue Blag in the process.
Yeah. If not, I'll start working on a backup.
Blagger 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello, I'm Magrelind Morris.
Well, that's really awkward to say.
It is. You may call me Morris.
Malag.
Malag.
And in a nutshell, to break that down.
Oh, God, I'm in a nutshell.
how did I get in this very big nut? So we're basically... He wants us to trap the Rakshasa or whatever, bring it down here. But first, we have to talk to Evergreen?
Yeah, you'll find out about Evergreen.
Okay.
I doubt it.
I don't know a lot, but I'll tell you what I know. But not here.
But Evergreen's going to give us information to, like, just more information about the First Chosen or whatever?
Yeah, he might know more about the First Chosen. Okay. The more important thing that the Aboleth told you is that he is preparing for the First Chosen for quite some time.
I'm assuming from what you said, and don't tell me anything, but that he is one of the new Chosen.
Maybe.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I gathered from what was being said, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that whole thing with the Chosen and the First Chosen, like, now we've had a little more time to digest it, is definitely just a cool concept, and it'll be fun to see.
Is it Chosen how it called plays the Chosen? Because they're like, we don't want to be called Second Chosen, so we'll just call ourselves Chosen.
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much. So, really, what happened is the Second Chosen were just called Chosen. And then, so the First Chosen were just called Chosen at the time, too. They weren't called First Chosen. So then, when they chose more to defeat the first ones, they were like, hey, let's make a line here because I don't want to be lumped in with that guy.
Yeah.
So they call them. The First Chosen is the additional name, and typically what we'll refer to them going forward as, and I'll introduce this during the game, but
Fight Show.
They'll be known as Firsts. They'll be known as the First.
Now, am I correct in assuming, and I guess I am, because I guess you kind of said it, but that Natasha is one of the Chosen?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I just wanted to make sure before I go forward in that knowledge and then screw myself up a lot.
No, she distinctly says that at some point in season one. She is a Chosen. Oh,
okay. That's a terrible lay-in, and I don't think it was very smart.
Did you plan that far in advance?
About there, I did it. I don't recall. This is chicken or the egg. I do not recall if I said, here's an idea, so she's going to be a Chosen, or if I made her a Chosen, and I said, well, if I'm going to do that, I got to make this a big deal later. But it was that early in season one that I knew the gist of season two.
It's actually kind of funny, because I'm thinking of, I wrote a lot of my backstory, and I'm like, wait a second, I wrote this one thing, and it seems to weirdly follow what you got.
Yeah, well, that... weird inside baseball, but I'm not sure if you remember, you actually asked me a couple different options for him, and I was like, do this one.
Okay, there we go.
So you railroaded him into making a character that fits your purposes. 100%.
So he said, which of these three do you think? And I said, definitely this one. That fits.
Yeah. So it's kind of just funny how it worked out.
Yeah. That was why I was like, definitely this one.
Yeah.
And there's a couple things that, again... people will see as we unveil the thing, but every now and then somebody at the table actually brought up different things about their backstory, and I said, do it this way, and that was wise to help things tie in a little bit more.
That's fair.
We have to have a group powwow.
How about our backstories, compare notes, figure them out?
I think sure we need to make plans going forward without...
D&D session without the DM. Well, we won! It was great!
We did, it was awesome. You should have been there, but you couldn't be.
So why the inside of the tower versus the outside of the tower? Why was the outside salty, but Blag liked the inside of the tower taste?
Well, you know, when I was preparing this level, I thought to myself,
outside,
they're going to try to eat this tower. What possible variations could I do here? So I was truly trying to symbolize how an outside was more realistic to the world, but the inside was this twisted, dark math that I totally did not just pull out of my ass.
Yeah. What do you think he needs?
Saltwater.
He needs... people for something. What do you think he has them doing?
Yeah, licking the inside.
Like scrubbing the inside of the tower with flavored
like Hansel and Gretel type situation.
Like goo. Bacon, yeah. With bacon grease.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Oh my god.
Because he's got to get out of there and he needs to grease it up.
I want to find out about my weird copper coin still.
Yeah.
I totally didn't make that up at the moment.
No, I know. Hey, I appreciate it.
Oh god.
Very Lovecrafty.
No, it's also cool to find like an old ancient civilization and stuff. It's good.
Oh, yeah, I guess we didn't really marvel at that because we were a little too busy being stared down by a.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Nami was all about that. Yeah, he's going to retire there.
Underwater as a big. Well, you still have to breathe.
You've already met the neighbors.
Yeah, exactly.
Air pockets. Or I'll just go in to become like a whale. Oh, a whale needs to breathe too. I'll find a fish.
I'm sure there's an animal that doesn't breathe.
You become a shark.
Yeah, a shark.
Corpse.
There you go.
Yeah, the one time I actually have like a shark, I'm like, I don't need this.
It should be a megalodon.
Now, how did he get past the jellyfish just by jumping in? Just because he was already a semi-aquatic type creature.
Quicker than the jellyfish are.
I could be very wrong on this, so internet people, feel free to correct me, both who listen.
they're called radio people.
radio people.
Kyle.
It's almost a pleasure to meet you.
Based off my limited knowledge of how penguins and jellyfish both work, I do not believe a jellyfish could catch up with a penguin if its life depended.
Okay, it was
penguins
a speed
are
thing.
Fast
okay.
as anything.
That's, yeah, that's
yeah,
what
they're
I was
like jellyfish torpedoes.
Really are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
I'll get you eventually. Mm-hmm. Like
you'll
that.
Be in my belly.
Yeah. Oh, that. Was
what was
awesome.
Great about you? What you just said was that the visuals are really what sold it.
I know. Sorry, radio people. Yeah. You're
missing
freak.
A lot.
Yeah. Oh, that was really good. That was awesome.
I'm going to go cry in a shower now.
Yeah, I'm gonna go have Jen hold me.
Yeah, you guys have to forget about it. I gotta get that from out of me.
Oh, like, I know.
There's a part of me that now I gotta like peel out. Yeah.
We need an old priest.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a bunch of sage. We'll burn that.
Yeah.
With Kyle. Let's burn him.
Because of the damn deal you guys made, he's going to have to come back now. So I'm going to have to get prepared to go back into that.
Are we supposed to not make it?
Yeah, that's too good of a character not to revisit.
There were options. I mean, first off, you could have just fed him. You could have just gotten him slaves. And I didn't think that would be
the right.
That's
what I was saying.
But there were options. You know, you could even have like captured Slade. Like, it didn't say have to be human. You know, it could have been giants, could have been goblins, could have been
men
of war,
like jellyfish.
No matter what, I don't think Nock would have been okay with it.
No.
Now, you guys played to your characters. I played to mine. Like, Shep would be like, yeah, sure, you know, because I'm neutral. So it's like, and justify the means.
And that was part of what I thought might happen, too. It might be one of those scenarios where people said, Nock, leave the room. Nock, you can't be here right now, you know?
Nock, here, we got you a vacation ticket.
Yeah.
We know a cruise ship.
Outside
here's
the trap door.
Share. Here's a time
no, you don't.
Otherwise,
that thing sunk.
He still has it.
Tor made more of them, I'm sure.
We could get the thing to lift it out of the ocean.
Yeah. There were a couple other offers I had down that were things that he wouldn't bring up that you guys could have.
Crapples?
Come up with. Definitely crapples. They're like his favorite.
Obviously. He's hungry.
And I don't want to mention because he may come back.
Sure,
someday,
that makes sense. What were they?
Well, first.
Salty sweet towers.
Yeah, he loves them.
Loves towers. Oh, where'd you? I came from the peppermint floor.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe I will stay. This place sounds delicious.
This is great. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I don't have to think for myself.
Yeah.
That's how you get to the surface. You got to walk a Vader.
There you go. Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming he has good medical, dental, vacation plans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's, yeah. I mean,
definitely.
Once you guys at peak performance, you know, he doesn't want everybody, like, dying off on him.
Exactly.
Yeah, except, did you see any other servants around?
Uh-huh.
He needs more servants.
Well, he gets hungry sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, there was no other sea life down there. That's what I was confused by.
He could have ate it all.
Well, I mean, that's an assumption, but...
Yeah. That was more of the animals...
Left.
They're tired,
like, we're not going to stay around.
Those he didn't eat left.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sure Blag will be his dinner at some point.
No!
If we can help it, Blag.
Not before that happens.
Well, I wouldn't let that happen.
It would.
If we destroy the world, then there's no war, and there we go. So we need to destroy the world.
Now, if we destroyed the world, would that also destroy the Aboleth?
He is part of said world, so I believe so.
Okay,
there you go, two birds.
Okay.
Two birds.
Yeah. He can't exist in space like Gamera?
Yeah, so, again, stupid inside baseball. The CR rating of these guys, I jumped up. I rewrit this because this was really dumb. They're only 10 in the book.
Hmm.
They give them this badass backstory, badass
older
abilities.
Older than gods,
like,
yeah.
Challenge rating 10. I was
challenge rating. A baby dragon could beat it? No.
Yeah, that's why I was like, no, we're going to knock it
out. What is our challenge rating?
11.
Oh, so we're bigger than
12 now.
Oh, that's our level.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Sorry.
What challenge rating actually means for you and those at home is... if you a challenge rating 10 means that is a monster made to fight a group of level 10 heroes. Okay. And to me, that does not make sense. Level 10 in this world, don't get me wrong, you're way more powerful than a peasant or anything, but you're nowhere near 20. Right. And yeah. 20 is not exactly like a god. Like, that's just 20 is your max level, but it just means you're really powerful at what you do. Mm-hmm. This god being should be more powerful than 10. Yeah. You get just my personal opinion, but that's where I was.
Going like old school references, like Elminster was like a 20, right?
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Dritz would be 20, you know, and sense. I can't be like, you know, the way D&D works, if this guy's challenge rating 10, that means Dritz could show up and stab this thing to death. Like,
that's not ominous enough.
Does that happen? Yeah. Right. That would get us out of a bind.
Oh, yeah. Drizzt!
Ruined! Oh, spoiler!
Time to announce our world's cross.
That'd be awesome.
So I appreciated it, and I shouldn't look it in the mouth, but why did he give me the bracelet back?
It's a shame we didn't get to address that, because I want to address that in the next... Yeah, that I wonder if he is some kind of... I don't want to give anything away.
A swap.
Well, that was a lot of nothing, but thank you.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say what I suspect?
Yeah, go for it. That's what these
are
for.
I was worried that he put some kind of thing that can track us, and if he has psychic abilities, he might be able to scrying on us now, because he had it, and now you have it again. So I think he did that on purpose to keep an eye on us.
He did, but there was no way he would have known that I was going to try to give him anything.
But at the time,
no,
that
but all he needs is for something and then to give it back to
him. I mean, he would have known.
Yeah.
Well, no, because at the time that he took the bracelet, he thought I was staying.
I mean, he could still theoretically scry on just people that he's seen, but it seems nefarious to me that he gave that back to him.
I don't trust that he let Blag leave.
Heroic moment.
Yeah, you should see even with Christmas. That. When people try to give me a gift, I'm like, what do you want?
What do you want for this? Nothing.
Go away, Sam.
He's a sneaky piece.
Well, now you have Name Lojack.
Maybe.
I like it.
I mean, I guess we could always do some sort of
detect-y
thing, yeah.
Yeah.
If we remember. We won't remember.
We will not remember.
A check that involves intelligence.
No, that's not a thing.